Now, I'm very glad that you made it here tonight, but let me ask you, are you glad you made it here tonight? Praise God. I feel something in here. Let our hearts be turned unto you right now. Father, I pray this night that your word go out and touch each heart that's here. And Lord, we're nothing in this world and nothing to anything that we can be. But such as you are within us, God, we are somebody and we are something. God, and I pray encouragement for this church right now. God, I feel your presence. And Lord, my heart is weary and heavy for those that are burdened. And God, I pray right now in this moment that you bless them with your spirit. This might be peculiar to you, but just close your eyes and receive what the Lord wants to bless you with right now. You just say these words with me. I receive that peace. I receive that peace. Now let the enemy know on this one, I receive that peace. Lord, we lift you up and praise you. Lord, thou art worthy, God, to be praised. And we honor you this night. For Lord, you have done much for this body. Can I get an amen? You've done much for this church and we're thankful. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, if you will. We're going to read out of the 23rd chapter. Starting at the third verse, we'll read from verse 3 to verse 14. I certainly feel good in the spirit. I certainly know that God is going to bless you with a word tonight. I don't know what it's going to be. I just came with a scripture. But God knows exactly what you need. And if you'll help us for a little while, you'll receive your word. Man, we're so blessed. We're so blessed. I feel that. We're so blessed. Glory to God, we're not under gunfire tonight. We're not under famine or hunger. We're not under disease and plagues among us. Well, church, we've got every reason in the world to give him a praise right now. Glory to God. For we could have been many places, but God saw fit this day that we get strength for what is ahead of us. God could have saw us in many other places, but he saw that this day that you'd have another chance to give him honor and glory. He saw that this day that you could stand and give him reverence. He has called us as an assembly to worship and adore him, to give him adoration and thanks. I'm getting excited in here. You better get excited about something. Look over at somebody and say, the Lord's coming back. Are you ready? Church, you better get excited about something. Because we're in the day where we need to show a little bit of excitement. Let's read a little while. Verse 3, chapter 23. We come to this passage as Joshua is entering unto the last years of his life. Joshua was the man that came after Moses to be the leader of the children of Israel. And as he is appointed to step out and do God's will, he receives a promise before the journey. He is promised that everywhere that they go, that whatever they go after to conquer, that they shall receive it. Everything that they would go to fight for, brother, that they would receive it. And the only statute that was upon that was that they would be obedient. Somebody say obedient. To be obedient unto the laws of God. So we find that after they receive this command, that they go forth unto going after Jericho. So they come unto the place where they receive the word of the Lord, and they need to be able to cross a river that is flowing. And as they go across with the Ark of the Covenant, they reach dry ground. As they go across this area, God gives them a very peculiar way to conquer the land. And don't you know that they got the land? Joshua sent spies into this place and found somebody that would be willing to keep the spies, that when they came back to raid the town, they would have the knowledge of what to do, who to go after, and the Lord made a way for them to conquer Jericho. But Jericho was not where it ended. They went on further to conquer a place by the name of Ai, And as they were going on, the Lord revealed to them that there was someone that disobeyed the command of God that took from the religious relics inside of Jericho. So when this was revealed, the Lord had the man to be stoned. Once the man was stoned, they were able to conquer the next land. And as they conquered this land, there was another place that they went to go after and conquer the Gibeonites. They went after it, and even though they didn't even go about it the right way, that God still loved them enough and led them through a cunning strategy that they were able to be victorious. They hadn't made it all the way to everything that God had promised them. How many of us know that we've not made it to everything that God has promised us? God even blessed them with years upon years of rest. And as they reached this place of rest, they began to go out and sort of governize what they had conquered. They began to divide amongst the 12 tribes what belonged to who. And you find that most of Joshua, the first half's about the conquering of the lands, and the second half is mostly about where they divided it and who it went to. But as you reach the end of this chapter, at the end of this book, you find that Joshua, in his old age, has finally received something that he knew that he had to give. So he goes and grabs all the elders and calls an assembly to where he can speak the final words that he could give. He was old in age. He was nearing 110. And I don't know about you, if you were nearing 110, how much of you would be able to go out and be obedient to the Lord? Some of us would just be saying, well, brother, if I could just get out of the bed, I think I'd be good. But he had a word to give and a work remaining to do. He wanted to leave behind something that when he departed from the world, that those that were still remaining would have the promise instilled inside of them. I wanted you to know where we were before we began to read this. So now with that out of the way, let's read it, verse 3. You can read up at verse 1. Joshua calls himself out. He says, I'm old and stricken in age. Verse 3, it starts out, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. Say, because of me. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off even unto the great sea westward. Bear in mind, these are the last words that he's going to leave them with. And if you were knowing, if you knew that your time was coming, what would you leave behind to somebody? These are the words that we read. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as he has done unto you this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. I can't wait to preach the rest of this. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else if you do any wise, go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they that be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord God hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. At some point in time, when you did not know Christ, he spoke to you that you would know him. By having him in your life, you have a relationship that will not fail you. When you receive him, you receive of a promise of something better. And as we have received him, this promise has not failed. It has not wavered. It has not faltered. It has not come short. It has not left us behind. It has not forsaken us. But I've found in every battle that I have ever set forth to do, that I know that he was fighting my battles for me. In every trial where I needed a supply, he has supplied. Every day that I've needed wisdom and guidance for tomorrow, I have found God to be true, to lead me by the truth. When the enemy has pressed against me without an answer for if I shall win, God has blessed me to know that I should not be afraid, but to be of good cheer. Church, I'm here tonight to remind you of a certain promise that the Bible made to a group of people that we read about in history. And all that they had to do was to cleave unto God and to not compromise when the world would come to tempt them to marry unto many nations and to give in to the things, the idols and the idolaters that were to come. There was a time that as they began to compromise, that as Joshua foresaw it in his heart, you can read in verse 24, he knew that the hearts of man would not be able to sustain what God had promised them to live in. And I'm here to tell some of you tonight, though we know all the good things that we're capable of doing, though we know our strengths, we know the things we can do well, that there'll come a point when our hearts will finally falter under the pressure of this world. But if we could ever learn from the words of the wise, you're not even listening to me tonight. Don't think that anything I'm telling you is anything that I've ever learned and tried to do on my own. But these are the words of somebody that went through true battles, that went through something real. And church, this is the very words that we need to cling to in our daily life. This is the promise that God would have us to cling unto, that if we would learn to be obedient when he would call us to be obedient, that when the enemy would come to rage against us, that God would go out and fight our battles. That's telling me that if I'm not being obedient the way that I should be, then I'm only fighting my battles just with me and nobody else. But I serve a God who has given me a promise, who has loved me enough to tell me that he'll go out and fight my battles. The battles we fight today are not over land. They're not even towards one another. It's a spiritual warfare. And I fear that for this warfare, that we are mostly unprepared to know how to fight. Because there is a very real enemy that every time you choose your anger over peace, he's won. Every time we sit back and quench the Spirit of God and withhold on him, the devil is won. Every time we let the tears dry up in our eyes instead of letting them flow, the enemy has won. When we feel it in our heart to do a good thing, but let our feelings keep us from doing that thing, then the enemy has won. Church, I'm telling you, the day has come where the Lord is looking for somebody that will cleave unto him. I'm talking about somebody that's going to get a hold of it and never let go, even unto death. Cleave was something that was very serious, that was hanging on for dear life. If you were falling off a cliff, if somebody held out their hand, you would cleave unto their hand and not let go. And the promises of God are not something that's withheld from us. We know that they're in his word, but yet we do not cleave unto that which we know is true. Please identify with me tonight that when we're facing the real battle and we don't cling to God by obedience, that we lose. Please identify with me tonight that every time that our body says we can't and we agree, the enemy is won. Every time we look amongst the crowd and let something hold us back, and we are not fully yielding into the anointing of God, the enemy has won. You know, when I look at you tonight, I see enough people in here that we could have church to the point that the walls would even crumble around us if we would serve God in the fullness of what He's given us. But you know, a lot of times our hearts, when God reveals it unto us, we see within ourselves that we've given at some point to something when all that He wanted us to do was to cleave with all that we had to His promises. I go through all this trouble tonight because I'm telling you, battles out there are bigger than you are. Now, I believe and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, but if you're just going to do this your way, it's bigger than you are. The people that you've got to face, the job that you've got to go do, all the things that you've set out as goals in your life, trying to witness to people, trying to get them saved, on your efforts alone, it's bigger than you are. But there's something that we can do. There's something that we all can do that will cause that part of us that couldn't do it to be able to do it. There's a part of us that oftentimes we don't even tap into it. We don't even get beyond the surface because we've got it to such a degree that if we can just feel a little bit of God, then we feel like we've accomplished something. But this wasn't just something to feel, church. This is something to use. If you feel the anointing of God and you don't call out for your children, then you've wasted the very anointing that God has blessed you with to do something with. If you feel the anointing of God and you don't shout to the rooftops, then you have wasted what God has given you to use. If God has given you the ability to dance with your feet and you withhold the dance in your step, then you're letting that potential be thrown away. And God said, I would not have you to be without. I would not have you beg for bread. And that's saying He's given us everything we need to fight the battles that are before us. He's given it to you. Do you feel His presence right now? He's give it to you. Do you feel something moving? We've got to learn not to waste what God gives us. The only times I receive a powerful word of God is when the anointing of God is upon me. If I don't get down and pray and seek the Lord for understanding, you can flip through all the book that you want. You can look for every song in your songbook, and there'll be nothing that you feel like is something that will be effective. But the very moment when the anointing of God shows up on the scene, then it tells you that you can do it. You see, the people of this day had to only go on the promise of what God spoke through the man of God. But we received the promise when we receive Jesus Christ. So that tells me that I remember the promise every day of my life. I remember what He's done for me every day of my life. If He didn't want us to remember what He did, He wouldn't have given us a memory. If He wouldn't have wanted us to be blessed, He wouldn't have brought us through everything. If He wouldn't have wanted us to be happy, we wouldn't know what sadness felt like. You've got to know and understand that everything that you're going through is something that God wants you to use to look back and remember the promise of what He's done for you. The devil would have you to give up, but the Lord says, look back at the Jordan River. Look back at the place where the walls crumbled when you didn't even have the weapons to accomplish the goal. Look at how the walls came down when you didn't have a way across the river. Look how it dried up when you began to walk across when you didn't have an eye inside of the enemy's camp. Look how I protected your spies and took care of you when you needed manna and you needed food out of heaven. When I brought you across the river, I gave you a refreshing and an anointing. Glory to God, church. This is the day that we ought to reap the good things that God has done. You've got to cleave unto the promise. And when you feel His presence, you've got to fight. Come on, you're feeling something. Come on, don't waste it. Somebody ought to praise Him right now. Don't waste it. Get up out of that seat right now. Somebody ought to praise Him. If you feel His presence, this is the hour and the day to give God a praise. You're not interrupting me. Just close your eyes and let one loose in here right now. We thank you for our blessings. We praise you for leading us. We thank you for another day that we get to worship you. Lord, I can hardly stand up right now. I feel the glory of God. There is a day coming where this is the only peace that you'll ever find. This is the only refuge that you'll ever find. Give him reverence and don't squander what the Lord would give you.